Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just over 20 minutes away. I'm not getting in fights with family members over whether or not I think that their family member's good at football. That ain't happening. That might sound vague. I'll explain it to you coming up at 8:22 this morning. Now we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in three of the very best guests that we could find as we go around the AFC North. Bob Haney, he's the first one to join us. 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Bob, for Lamar Jackson, is he obsessed now with winning a Super Bowl?
I think that's fair to say. He used the word vengeance yesterday when he met with the media for the first time since last January. That's the first time he's spoken to anyone since the loss to the Bills, but he's been obsessed, and the first time he was introduced as a Raven on draft night 2018, he said Super Bowl, Super Bowls, plural, and they've been chasing ever since. They've obviously fallen short, got close a couple years ago, losing to KC in the AFC Championship game, but individual achievement, money, which he's already, you know, gotten, that's all secondary to him. It's all about getting that Lombardi trophy. So, yeah, obsessed is a proper way to phrase that for sure.
It's got to be a difficult spot for fans, for media there in Baltimore to talk a lot about, you know, the offseason and what the next season's going to be like, considering you guys dominate these regular seasons. You guys are really good. Lamar is an MVP candidate basically every year. But it's all about a few games in January, hopefully February. So what do fans say about the Ravens and their chances to make a deep run?
I think it's the optimism is certainly there. It's expected. And anything less than a deep run in the playoffs is going to be unacceptable. We talk about it on our show. Lamar could win five straight MVPs, and they could go 17-0 and lead the league in defense, offense, you name a category. If they lose in the divisional round to Buffalo or Houston or KC or whomever, it's going to be a disappointing season. And it's Super Bowl or bust. And that's just kind of how it is right now. And I think those expectations are fair. We playoff games, got it. Division championships, check. Pro Bowlers at the yin-yang, no doubt about it. Where's that Super Bowl? It's been 13 years. Lamar's never gotten there. That's what it's all about. And if they don't get there, people are going to want to fire coaches. Lamar's overrated. And then you get into, you know, the typical fan narrative.
Man, 13 years, you guys are really hard-pressed. Deontay Johnson, will he be on the Browns week one roster?
You guys would know better than I would.
Well, from your gut, give me a gut feeling. Well, you think he will be or not?
Unless he goes into the Whambulance mode like he did in Baltimore and Houston last year, I would think so. I mean, isn't he kind of running out of chances? I did read where he said he had great seasons when he was with Pittsburgh. I guess his definition of great is not like Jerry Rice level great, but it is what it is. So I'll go ahead and say, yeah. Old Fighting Flacco likes to throw the ball down the field, so maybe he'll get an opportunity or two.
It's early to ask you this, obviously. What does the fan base, now that Justin Tucker's gone, what does the fan base do with his legacy? What does the organization do with his legacy? Do you think in 10 or 15 years, what happens there?
I think the investigation that is still ongoing is going to have a lot to do with that, because he's obviously a Ring of Honor player. He'd still be the kicker for the Ravens if it wasn't for these 16 allegations that came out earlier this season. He'd be a guy that would be considered for Canton immortality, that sort of gold jacket honor. I think the Ravens are just going to wait, see what the investigation, you know, if he's cleared but still gets suspended by the league, which we've seen before, then maybe they'll have a ceremony at M&T Bank Stadium and he might be kicking for another team at some point this season. But the Ravens are in wait and see mode. Then again, they were in wait and see mode about his future with the team, drafted a kicker and then cut him like 2 weeks later.
Well, you know, I mean, and you know this, Bob, they had to say football reasons, because, you know, if it comes out that he's exonerated, you got a big lawsuit on your hands here. Like, this is, you know what I mean? It's a very weird gray area. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're speaking and, you know, Trevor Bauer's language there,
yeah,
Ken.
It's true. Is it not true? Yeah. I mean, that's some tough stuff to deal with there. All right, Bob, we thank you very much. We got to go to Cincinnati and Locked On Bengals. And James Rapine down in Cincinnati, where things are not very good with a couple of defensive players down there. Is Shamar Stewart telling the truth about him not getting a contract, him wanting fair pay, and this being a team that's a little bit on the cheap side, especially when it comes to a guy like Trey Hendrickson as well?
Well, let's start with Shamar. No, it's not about money with Shamar. I think that's what's so interesting about this whole thing.
Interesting.
His contract is set, so he can say whatever he wants. The Bengals can try to do whatever they want, but they know what they're going to pay him. And it's just about default language that gives the team a bit more protection. And what's ironic about this is it's used across the league. The Bengals haven't had to use it because they rarely gave, outside of Joe Burrow and now Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, guaranteed money past year one. And now that all these first-round pick contracts are guaranteed, well, they're trying to play catch-up and get this default language in there to just protect them a bit more. Shamar said, hey, you didn't do that last year. I don't want it this year. This has become much louder than it needs to be. And the root of it is because Shamar hasn't practiced. So the Bengals need to get it done. He needs to be on the field. We'll see if they get something done before training camp. Trey Hendrickson is a different animal, fellas, no doubt about it.
Well, go through the Hendrickson part of this, too, because obviously he's somebody that, you know, you're in desperate need of. It's a defense that right now, at least the thought around the league seems to be that Joe Burrow's prime is getting wasted by a defense this bad. They can't afford to have this kind of nightmare on their hands.
And you're exactly right. I think the Shamar thing is about default structure and all those things. This is about money. And so, Ken, if you want to go the cheap route, this is where you hit it home, because you're talking about the NFL sack leader, a guy who it appears to still be in his prime. I know he's 30, but he's playing the best ball of his career, 35 sacks over the past 2 years. And so, yeah, you absolutely should want to pay him. The market shifted mid-offseason, and I think that's part of it here. You have Max Crosby and Danielle Hunter, obviously Myles Garrett, and who knows who else. Maybe T.J. Watt gets done before Trey Hendrickson. And I think that's why the Bengals need to act quick here. The more precedent there is for a 30-ish-year-old defensive end, Danielle Hunter was the first one, getting an extension that's worth $35-plus million, the price is only going to go up. So the Bengals need to act quickly, and you really need to have him on the field for training camp, not just week one, but training camp when it starts in July.
You know, we've talked about Joe Burrow here and there over the offseason. When it comes to Trey Hendrickson, now when it comes to Shamar Stewart, his wide receivers did get taken care of to a degree, Does he have, if he wanted to complain, I don't think he's complaining, but if he wanted to, does he have any room to complain, right to complain?
Oh, I think so. I think he's tentatively holding that card. And that's when, because Joe isn't going to just wield that power staff because he's the most important person in the organization all the time. You're right. They took care of DeMar. They took care of T and Mike Gesicki. In the past, he's mentioned Trey, and he said that they're supporting Trey and all of those things. But if he isn't on the field in let's say we're covering preseason game number two and Joe goes out there and then we ask him about it after the game, I think at some point he's going to comment about Trey, because I find it really hard to believe this Bengals team is going to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender without Trey Hendrickson, or with Trey Hendrickson missing part of the season. I think deep down Joe knows that as well.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals down in Cincinnati. Follow him on Twitter at James Rapine. We now welcome in Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Andrew, hello. Good morning to you. First question, Aaron Rodgers. You think it's a bad idea to come to Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it's going to end up working out, but not in the way they want it to. They're going to have their first losing season under Mike Tomlin, and that'll actually be a blessing in disguise, because the endless vicious cycle of going 10-7 or 9-8 and getting blown out in the first round of the playoffs is not getting the Steelers closer to winning. All it's doing is perpetuating the myth that Mike Tomlin is a great coach because he's never had a losing season. So I'm looking at a 7-10 year with a 41-year-old quarterback this year.
You know, it's interesting, Pony, had a very nice gentleman from your neck of the woods, a big-time listener of sports media, and we had a nice chat. By the way, he didn't even know who you were, so I was a little concerned about that.
That's interesting. Are you bothered that people who are Steelers fans don't know who you are?
Drives around all day listening to sports media.
Yeah.
Who is this person?
He works for a solar company. We'll get into that another
time. Right here in Northeast Ohio?
But it was very interesting how nonplussed, to quote Ken Carmen, he was about Aaron Rodgers.
I can say that word never again, because clearly you and Keith are talking about it. So
he just was not interested. He said, yeah, we'll be okay. We'll probably make the playoffs. We'll have no shot to go anywhere. Do you feel like that in general is how the great people of Pittsburgh feel about this upcoming season?
No, I don't think there's a consensus. I think people are pretty split. I think some people are trying to talk themselves into Aaron Rodgers being the missing piece. Mike Tomlin believes that, idiotically. And some fans have been disillusioned and brainwashed into thinking the same thing. They're saying things like, if this team can go 10-7 with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, why can't they do better with a guy who threw 28 touchdown passes last year? Which is the same magic trick they tried to play on themselves when they said, if this team can go 10-7 with Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, and Kenny Pickett, why can't it do better with Russell Wilson, who threw 26 touchdown passes the year before in Denver? So most smart Steelers fans know that this is not going to have a happy ending, but drafting in the top 10 is probably what's best for the Steelers after this year.
Does T.J. Watt have Myles Garrett in his head?
Does T.J. Watt? Well, he's using him to get more money, as he should, because he's better than Myles Garrett.
You really believe that?
I mean, all the stats and facts back
stop.
That up.
What are, I'm curious, Pony, what are those numbers that indicate that?
Every single one. Sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback hits, forced fumbles.
Who do you think the majority of teams would rather have playing for their football team, T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett?
So you're going to ask me some nebulous thought.
I'm going to ask you a question that you don't want to answer.
I'm hypothetically trying
I'm going to ask you a question that you don't want to answer.
And I'm trying to answer
because you know
saying,
I'm right.
You want me to get in the head of John Spytek and Tom Telesco and try to figure out.
Because you know I'm right. Yeah, you can get in your head. You can get the head of anybody. You can get the head of Ron Rule. Ron Wolf. You can get into the head of Bobby Bethard. You can get in the head of anybody you want to. You know I'm right.
All right, what has Myles Garrett done better than T.J. Watt in his career? Give me a stat.
Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was one-on-one.
Like win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a play. Help this team win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. He won one.
So because he's 1-0 versus T.J. Watt in the playoffs, he's therefore a better player? Is that what you're telling
me? Does it hurt the argument? No.
So
thank you very much.
Okay, so by that...
Say whatever you want. You know I'm right. So that's fine. take up the
right
air.
Because you're right because the defensive end won a playoff game and an edge rusher didn't.
So wait a minute.
You're right, Ken. By that logic, Max Starkey is better than Joe Thomas,
so,
you idiot.
So you're telling me, you think that people don't try to use that on anything? No. You think that people don't try to do that? And then you're trying to say that they play different positions. Wow. Please. You're smarter than that. Even you are smarter than that.
You're stupid saying that a guy
can resort to name calling. I don't think you should be calling other people idiots and dummies in front of your own daughter. Clearly we can hear her. I'm not calling you names in front of your daughter.
Why? Because I'm watching a kid while talking to you. I got Kenny
Kidd. Hey, kid, it's your child.
On the air the other day. You're calling me out for takes on Twitter without having me on to defend myself.
Because you're such a pain in the ass to get on the show, so I don't even bother with it.
What do you mean? You called me and I picked up. There was no wait today. Not a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because you were scheduled before, but if I go, hey, can you call in tomorrow? It's the biggest pain in the ass. I mean, he acts so put out by everything.
Pony, I have
a
question.
Sorry, Tone, we're going. Tone, take it away, please.
I have a question for your lovely daughter, and I know she means so much to you. So how do you feel that, and how does she feel that you were unable to bring her to the Wiggles in Cleveland? Because my daughter had a great time last night. I mean, my daughter had the best 30 minutes of her life till, you know, went downhill in a hurry. Why did the Wiggles skip Pittsburgh? Does that mean you're not a real city?
Who are the Wiggles?
God. Here you go.
That's parenting right there. Interesting.
His daughter's younger than yours, isn't she? How old is your daughter?
How old is she, Pony?
She turns 2 in July.
Oof. I wonder if Pony couldn't come up with the tickets, so he doesn't let her see it. Mm. I mean, it's a world-renowned children's music group.
Hey, should I got Australia. One more question. Should I engage with Kenny Pickett's aunt about how good of a quarterback Kenny Pickett is?
What happened?
She is not happy about our commentary that we've had on the station.
She thinks
about
we're
Kenny
being
Pickett.
Unfair.
Oh, my God.
Called us clowns.
Clowns?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one thing Kenny Pickett's aunt and I agree on. By the way, you want a real clown? Jason Day. Shut up.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We agree. Yep. We agree.
We brought it up. By the way, Jason Day, big fan of the Wiggles.
Is there peace between you and I now because of that?
I guess. I didn't know that was your take.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. All right. I'll see you in hell.
Goodbye.
Bye. Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. One third of the great triumvirate. That would be Bob Haney, James Rapine, Andrew Filippone. As we went around the AFC North, everybody on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I made a comparison. People are genuinely confused by it. I don't understand. I'll get to that here in a moment. Also, if you're a hurt player, you are damned if you do, damned if you don't. In today's sports media. It makes me think you got to just hobble out there and show the world for 1 minute at least that you can't go. That's coming up at 8:45. Yesterday, we had a conversation. Aditi came on. Aditi had a vigorous defense of Kenny Pickett, as he is one of the four Browns quarterbacks. And it led to a discussion between Anthony and I where he kind of banged our head against the wall going, okay, what the hell is Kenny even doing here?
Joe Flacco is definitely not going to be the starting quarterback the following year.
No.
What are you looking to get out of Joe Flacco starting for an extended period of time at all?
Stability, know-how, respect in a front part of the schedule, that's tough. But I do think there's a difference in starting week one than starting in week four.
Well, do you think he's way better than Kenny Pickett? Because Kenny Pickett can do that too, right? He can navigate you through the tough part of the schedule.
I don't know if he can. I don't know if he has the wherewithal.
Then why is
Joe,
he here?
I trust
then,
to have the
then
head.
What was the point in bringing him
I don't
here?
Know, because I think that they're trying. I think in whatever way, Kevin seems to like Kenny Pickett. And thinks that he can really spin it. I have no idea why the hell he's here. I wouldn't have traded for the guy. You're arguing with the wrong person. So the aunt of Kenny Pickett, her name's Kelly, she saw it on social media, called us clowns.
Were we able to confirm, by the way, that she is the aunt of Kenny Pickett?
I believe so. It was told to me. Well, they could be pulling a leg on me. It was told to me by several people over at our sister station, The Fan in Pittsburgh. They told us that it's his aunt. Then the afternoon show proceeded to get into it with her. The midday show doesn't really know about computers, so they didn't have the chance to do that.
Can't be bothered. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably better off.
I think that Jeff
they
Center.
Got this one restarted yesterday eventually.
Jeff Center, a real nasty telegram. In the words of Andy Roth, like people want, like they want me to go back at her and they want you to go back at her. In the words of Andy Roth, what's the win? I will argue with you and callers and people on the street all day long about quarterbacks, about players in general, and whether or not I think they're good. I've had to explain to players to their face, which is awkward, but I've had to do it, why I didn't think that they were good. Hell, you had to tell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Joe Thomas to his face the first time we ever had him in studio, why you wanted him traded. I give you a lot of credit for that. Joe's a wonderful guy. That's a tough thing to do in person. And Joe accepted it. And Joe could understand. What is the point of me getting into a thing with Kenny Pickett's aunt? For entertainment purpose?
Hilarity.
Okay. One, I don't win those. I don't win against the player in social media. Media people never win against the player in social media. It, unless it's years later and the player really shows his ass and does what the media member said, but it doesn't care. None of this matters. Internet arguments, everybody thinks that they won an internet argument. The person who you're arguing against on the internet thinks that they beat you. Also, if I were to quote-unquote win an argument against Kenny Pickett's family member, wouldn't that mean that I want Kenny Pickett to do poorly? So I'd be rooting against a Browns quarterback? I want a Browns quarterback to do well. I don't want Kenny Pickett to go out there and suck up the room just to zing some stranger on the internet. Why would I want that?
Well,
don't think that he's a very good quarterback. I hope he proves me wrong.
Is she inserting herself into the story if she continues to come back at Cleveland media, Cleveland fans.
That's fine. I'm sure she's obviously...
Because she has a right to defend her family.
I'm guessing, exactly. I'm guessing she was there when Kenny was born. I'm guessing she was there throughout his entire life. I'm sure they're very close with each other. And yeah, man, if my nephew played for the Cleveland Browns and some stranger media guy was saying, why is he even traded here? I don't think he's that good. I really wouldn't want him here. Yeah, I'd probably be pretty upset too. Because we're not real people to them. And frankly, she's a stranger. It doesn't make me happy if Kenny Pickett goes out there and throws three picks and we end up getting hammered by the Cincinnati Bengals in week one or any team at any time. That's not going to make me happy. What, so I can... Well, I got you, the and of the quarterback. That doesn't make me happy, and it shouldn't make me happy. It shouldn't make anybody happy. I would go, why did Kevin bring Kenny Pickett in here? I don't think that Kenny Pickett's a bad guy, bad person. I think that he has limitations. I wonder why he's here when we have Joe Flacco has a clear reason why he's back. The two rookies, clear reasons why they're here. Nick, go ahead and name them. For Kenny, it's like, well, they didn't have a quarterback at the time. Deshaun was still definitely hurt. So they didn't have anybody there. You couldn't guarantee that maybe you were signing Joe, and you already traded a fifth-round pick for him and DTR. So, okay, fine.
So I feel bad. You're there. We're just reacting to what? Was there one tweet from her, or has there been a string of tweets?
Apparently, there's been a string. And there's been some trolls of people on the internet trying to, egg her on and things that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's... But I'm sure, she understands. I don't know how old she is. I'm sure she understands that, if this isn't the first time she's done this, if she did this... previously
she's well versed
in Pittsburgh that she's been up to this before. My question is, would you like to hear from her?
Have her on the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
please.
Has Mitch reached out to her?
Please.
Because I mean, it's a family member of a player. Maybe we just need her perspective.
I will be civil with this woman.
Yeah,
I will
why,
not.
What are we
I'm telling
do?
You right now.
Why would we yell at her?
I'm not going to browbeat her. I'm not going to make fun of, I know that there's been people who have made fun of...
I mean, Kenny Pickett's been on our station. Nobody went off on Kenny Pickett when he was on the station. Was he on middays a while back when he signed or when we traded for him, I should say? Wasn't he on the station? Nobody took shots at him whatsoever.
In almost a decade together, you and I have said some pretty wild stuff. I'm not going to take personal shots at this woman. I'm not going to do that. Or if his dad or anybody else, any other... Grandpa Pickett wants to call in. I have no idea. I ain't going to take a shot at any family member. It doesn't help me to win some fake argument against a family member. So I want if Kenny Pickett comes in, and I'm sure he will, I want Kenny Pickett to do well for the Browns. Not to say, I told you so with Kenny Pickett and his aunt. Or any other family member. Like, if Deion Sanders hears
that was my next,
us getting critical.
Yeah, that was honestly, my next point. Like,
because
he's in the sport. She's not in the sport. She just might be a fan, part of the support system, whatever, and a family member. Deion's in the sport.
I'm willing to admit that if we had to be critical of Shador, and Deion caught wind of it and Deion ripped us, I'd probably feel a little sad.
Because we love Deion.
I grew up loving Deion Sanders. Like, I grew up a huge fan of Deion Sanders. I had his turf shoes, for crying out loud. And I'm fat and can't run. Not even then. I would feel a little bit bad, but it's like, hey, I'm not trying to be mean towards... I think a lot of guys make it personal. And it's like, you don't win. Nobody's rooting for Kenny Carmen versus Kenny Pickett over his aunt. And I don't want to turn it into that. I don't want to turn
happen?
It in me versus a player.
Did we get, when's the last time, I know Odell Beckham's dad allegedly, not allegedly.
Well, he made the video.
He did
or he
tweet.
Had somebody made the video.
Right. He did tweet the video out, right? About the, what was it even in the highlights? Was it, or low lights, or what was it?
I don't know. He decided being open in routes.
Oh, that's right.
See.
Okay.
And
so,
not getting the ball.
It was Oliver Stone for the afternoon. So.
Yeah, then obviously that was something you're going to bring up. I'm trying to think how many experiences we have in Cleveland with family members. Because now
Colt
in the social
McCoy's
media
dad.
Age.
Colt McCoy's dad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Al Horford's sister.
Yeah, which I was younger and I feel bad about that. I'm glad Keith got on me about that years ago.
What, did she go after you?
I don't even remember. It was stupid. Mm-hmm. I was younger and stupid at that time. The only other time I remember actually getting into a row with anybody was Derek Carr's brother.
Oh, I do remember that.
Because I tweeted, and it was actually...
David Carr?
No, there's a Darren Carr. And I had said... And it was actually... It was pro Derek Carr. I'm like, he's got to get out of there. He has got to get out of there.
Right,
and it was in the overnight show. Yeah, it was on the overnight show on CBS. And I did the morning show with you, woke up, took a nap after I woke up. And I'm just getting... The most vitriolic things I've ever read, emails, tweets, things like that from Raiders fans because of Darren Carr, where I'm like, hey, man, like, I'm kind of saying that I want your brother out of there for his own good, but I couldn't argue that with
your
brother.
You're definitely seeing more and more family members because of that social media interaction. Like, they have a direct line to you now. They may have felt in the past, or in the past, they might not have even heard a criticism.
Now,
like, I don't know where she lives.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's in the Pittsburgh area or what. She could be anywhere in the world, but because of social media, these clips have their way of
making
the rounds.
This is where they got me, is that if you and I were just on CBS Sports Radio or Infinity or whatever, you know what I mean now, Infinity, and we were just espousing those opinions, hey, I don't care, fine. You know what? If we're going to have this out, I guess there would be a tinge of me that's hoping for his downfall. I'm a Browns fan. I was here before him, and I'll certainly be here after him. I want him to do well. I would love him to do well. I would love to tell stories later on. That, oh, I thought he was going to be struggling. I didn't think that this was the place to resurrect his career. Because when I watch Kenny Pickett with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think there's a lot of things that got in his way. When it does come, I think there is a legitimate argument about Matt Canada and the lack of help that he had with Matt Canada. But, I mean, he played on a good football team last year, and he played poorly on a good football team last year. He played on a Super Bowl champion last year. So, hey, man, like, if Kenny Pickett can go out there and play really well, good. God bless him. I got to stop this bleeding of 40 quarterbacks in 25 years. I need somebody. So, if Kenny Pickett or his family members want to cuss me out, and that means we go to the Super Bowl, let me have it, babe. I don't care.
I feel like we should reach out to her. Have Mitch. It's got to be a way. Show. There's got to be a way. Let's get to all the family members of these athletes.
Be honest. I will be respectful. We'll do more of this. I will not be mean to this person.
We'll do a special pot. You know what? Get TJ McConnell's sister as well. Let's get her in studio.
Mitch?
Why TJ McConnell's sister? Mitch McConnell is a senator.
Oh.
Owen.
Do a Google search. You can get her on.
Why are you saying our producer, Mitch?
I wasn't ripping T.J. McConnell.
No, I would never. I think he's been fantastic.
You've been following this?
Hell yeah, bro.
Did you watch these games?
I watched a bit of it, yeah.
You watched a bit of it. What was a bit of it?
I watch out of the six games, I probably watched 4.5, including a little bit of last night.
How come we never talked about them?
Yeah, I don't remember talking about
them. I'm doing radio in Cleveland.
How come we never talked about them off air?
I feel like it would have came up off air.
Why?
Do you guys believe
about them on the podcast?
216-474-0092. Do you believe Kent Carman watched 4.5 of the six NHL games?
Why the hell we got to play that?
Oh, I thought that's the audio you wanted to hear.
Well, I think we have an update on the poll, do we not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ahead, we have a poll out there.
Do you have
923 the fan on X or Twitter or whatever. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Were people buying what Ken was selling?
Well, we've got a ton of votes right now. 69% do not believe you, Ken.
Oh, man.
Why?
Because you're a liar.
Why would I lie about that? Why would I lie about that, of all things?
That's what we're wondering.
Because no one would call you out on it, and you got called out.
What? You're calling me out over watching television?
No. Over you saying you did it because it's your job and then came to your job and absolutely talked nothing about
because
it.
Because what do we know, Owen, guys, about Ken? Whether it's the podcast, whether
I'm
it's
do my job.
Anything, is that if Ken watches something,
if Ken sees it, you're going to hear about it.
You're going to hear about it. No. You are very good at making sure that no matter how irrelevant we think something is that you watch,
true.
It is getting crammed out our throat in the terms of some sort of storytelling. In this case, I didn't hear any evidence of Kenny watching
hockey.
That's
a Ken Carmen classic.
Because he never brought it up.
I'm not going to get me. You guys are trying to team up on me here and ain't going to work.
How many?
Right now, Ken, we're on the power play.
How many segments on the Minnesota football coach have we done in the last 4 years?
Probably 13, 14.
What was his name again? Murray Wormuth?
A guy I have no clue who is.
Someone's got to keep the memory going.
So, he could walk in here right now and I wouldn't know.
He can't. He's dead. He died a long time ago.
Try to convince me that you watch these damn hockey games.
He walked in here right now. I go, oh my God,
we've caught out another member of the show for lying off the air. It's about time on the air, Ken. You just come out and tell the truth.
I watched the games. Why would I lie about that? Why would I lie?
What were some
Why
of your...
Why would I lie?
Can you power rank your takeaways?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got very little.
Let's go. Four and a half games. Takeaway time. Power rank them.
They showed part of the locker room speech during the postseason of Connor McDavid, where he let the Oilers have it. I already told you guys about the goalie getting pulled and why people want the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers fired. And I happen to think that the Oilers are kind of like the Browns of the NHL. They love the Oilers up there. And there was the interest I had in what happened during the finals last year.
What did you think of the announce crew?
Something that went on in the stands last year. I keep it on silent. I watch all sports on silent.
You enjoyed Connor McDavid's speech, but you kept it on silent.
I knew they were going to show it. They showed it in the pregame.
You got caught again.
Game one. No.
Boom.
Game one.
Five hole.
Game one was with my godfather, my kid's godfather in Poland. I told you guys about this.
So you flew all the way to Poland.
No, Poland, Ohio. You. I know that. I know what you're saying. Why would I lie about watching the NHL Stanley Cup final? Why would I lie about that?
That's the question we're all asking, Ken.
Guys, why? I don't know anything about hockey. So obviously. I thought that there might be something that has to go on here. So I figured, what the hell? It's
you know
it's
what would have been a great topic then, since you watched 4.5 games, was I don't know anything about hockey. Why should I care? And why did I watch 4.5 of these games?
Because I don't want to sit there. The Stanley Cup Final is the biggest thing in hockey. Hockey fans are very passionate about their hockey. I don't like to be disrespectful to people who are very passionate about their sport. I'm a NASCAR fan, and people love to go out of their way and go, hey, he's turning left, except for one guy who turned right and he died. Okay, well, I don't have feelings, so I don't care anymore. But those other people, they care, and they get all upset about their hockey. They get all worked up. And I had Baskin already cussing me out one time in the hallway a month ago. I don't need him doing it again. So I take in the hockey, but I'm not going to sit there and say that I know what I'm watching. I try to pick up on things here and there. Seems fun. Emily Kaplan's dedicated her life to it. That's fun.
Did you like Doc Emrick on the call of those games?
It was not Doc Emrick on the call. He retired years ago, you ass. Stop.
About Mike Lang.
Hello. Mike Lang has passed away, you ass. Stop it. Hello, Keith.
Yeah, I just had the longest conversation I think I've had with Mitch in about 5 seconds to get into this call. So I appreciate that. But, Ken, I just want to tell you, it's not your job to watch the NHL Finals. So now you can tell the truth. Did you really watch it?
Yes.
This is from our boss. Yes. Our boss would know what your job is and what your job isn't.
Why would I not watch this?
For the listeners out there, there was once a host at our station that claimed he did not watch the Super Bowl because he could not stand that the Browns were never in it, so he didn't watch it.
I never said that I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I said I didn't need to, but obviously I should.
One year that you watch more of the NHL Finals than the Super Bowl.
It's called the Final, by the way. It's not called the Stanley Cup Finals. Stanley you would know Cup that final. If you watched any of it. Thank you very much.
Well, I didn't watch any.
Winner,
of
winner.
It's not my job to watch.
Ken Carmen dinner. And I also said the Browns are never in the Super Bowl, so I end up being forced to watch the yes. Sorry to yell on the microphone. I don't need to take a lie. No, just to bother you, I'm not going to take a lie detector test. Thank you.
Thank you. A couple other things too.
Nah, to hell with you. Hell with you.
How does Ken feel that his fans who defend him at every step are flat out calling him a liar here?
How do you feel, Ken?
Oh, I thought you were asking him that question.
I know Keith was still there.
All right, bye. What did you ask him?
It doesn't matter.
He's going to go get the assignments for our next thing we got to do. He hands them out every
Matt day. On the road. Hello.
Good morning, Lima and Ken driving. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well.
What's going on, Matt?
Hi, Matt.
Okay. All right, so Ken, I'm actually going to come to your defense because I'm a huge hockey fan,
wow.
And I feel like I always get the rub from all my friends because I'm like the one guy that seems like they've been in hockey. You know, I remember the Doc Emrick days, the Gary Thorne days on ESPN. So like just I Al Michaels once had a saying that some people that tune into hockey don't know the difference between a blue line and a clothesline. But, you know, like I feel like those are the kind of people that, like, a lot of pure hockey fans, like I consider myself a pretty strong hockey fan. Like, we just kind of poo-poo them, and then I feel like we just kind of, you know, gatekeep almost. And I feel like that just there's no sense in, like, just, you know, not trying to grow with the audience. And, like, I know, like it's pretty cool that Plagans is now the Florida Panthers guy.
How much
and,
the final you know, did Wyman, you watch,
you
Matt?
Up your...
No, he's watching the Mets watching the final, or watched it.
Yes, I watched all the games, but like in all seriousness, like Wyman, you gotta stick up for your fellow Syracuse guys there. Like otherwise,
was Kenny
know,
Albert? Kenny Albert a Syracuse guy? Do we know?
Is Kenny Albert a Syracuse guy? I didn't know if he was. Matt, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, you guys are all acting like Dick Tracy and Columbo trying to see whether or not I actually watch the Stanley Cup final. And by the way,
you're misguided there. Nobody's trying to find out. We know the answer.
I know that I have shoehorned so many things in with you guys over the last how many years. But you don't understand how much I've learned to not shoehorn in anymore of the things that I don't bring up with you guys anymore. Because I know you're not going to care. And you are not going to care about the... You will sit there and look at Twitter and tweet back and forth with Justin Rowan and get on your Reddit and do God knows what over there about the usage percentage of TJ McConnell versus Bob Sura. And I'll just sit there and go, I was watching the final. Can you believe I was watching high? You don't care. And then you'll text Owen and Keith like Ken's talking about watching the Stanley Cup final again like I care. I know how this works. I know how this goes. I've learned something.
All right, here's my question. If... there would have been a game 7 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Would you have watched that, or would you have watched Caitlin Clark especially after what just transpired yesterday.
Is Caitlin Clark still playing the Connecticut Sun?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, the game would be against the Connecticut Sun?
Yeah, the team she just got into it with. Would take precedence?
Probably watch Caitlin Clark against Connecticut Sun.
It's Caitlin Clark's return last week, at the end of last week, but got the same rating as game one of the NHL Finals.
And you have to ask yourself the question, why would I watch Caitlin Clark? After what happened last night, why would I watch Caitlin Clark in the Connecticut Sun? Because the co-host, who chooses 95% of the things we talk about, and nobody wants to believe me on that, is more interested in Caitlin Clark versus the Connecticut Sun than he would ever be in hockey. So yes, to do my job, I will watch Caitlin Clark against the Connecticut Sun. Thank you. Hockey guy Ken Carman, signing off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.